Episode 214 of the Wrestling Podcast. Make some noise for the Ghanaians. Yay!
Let's go.
Episode 214 of the Wrestling Podcast.
If you fucking ever do that again in your life.
I couldn't believe what just happened.
Let's go again. I'm outnumbered, fam.
Shout out my Ghanaians.
I need another Ghanaian on a podcast, bro.
Every single one.
You don't. You don't.
Bro, we need... besides that, though, I just want to say a quick happy birthday to Sam Blacks. We didn't say happy birthday last
week. Fucking dance to Sam Blacks!
Blacker.
And also, a quick happy birthday to my brother, Dale. His birthday's going to be out. Birthday's going to be on the day that the episode drops as well.
Sky.
With that being said, mandem, I've got a little surprise for you guys. Me and Laps took a trip before that. It's not, don't worry, it's not Rolly.
I'm about to say, rah!
I didn't go hiding.
You man,
a brick store.
Yeah.
Me and Laps went out and we got you some bricks. Happy birthday, brothers.
Happy birthday to you. Yeah, the celebrants.
They might enjoy that, man. I pray that God blesses you guys. I pray that God gives you, like, you know, more strength, more energy, great health, expand your finances. Anything that you want to do in life, I pray that God grants you that. Anything of your heart's desires, I pray that God bless you that as well. I pray that in a couple of years' time, or even say a year's time, you guys will bring beautiful women and say, this is my wife. Like, amen. It's him.
Amen.
No, I claim that one still. You know, anyway, things. It has to be things. No, because you know what? Anyway, it's been a very... Anyway.
No, I appreciate you guys.
Yeah, it's good up, man. Things.
Maybe that's
fun.
It's
about soldiers. No, you man, still you, but you man have to take the H and the B, though.
You don't
got to
take like the first.
You got to face the first right.
You sure? I can't.
I was waiting for someone to do something like that. I was like, hey,
you know, I want to sponsor to Dale as well. Obviously, he's giving a quick shout out to the Ghanaians as well. Obviously,
Let's fucking go!
Ghana.
67 years? Yeah, 67 for independence we've got. So I want to say a quick shout out to a few pro wrestlers, people in the industry. Shout out to the first Ghanaian African WWE champion, Kofi Kingston.
Kofi, he's Ghanaian.
Oro Mensah as well.
For his Jamaican.
For Jamaican.
He thought it was a Jamaican.
Oro Mensah as well, part of the metaphor.
Oro Mensah. I love when he goes, my brother.
I love it. Obviously, of course, Prince Nana as well. Prince Nana has bedazzled his one. He's VVS this thing, fam. My one's a straight thing, fam. My one's, but feel his wood chips. It's not actually got wood chips. So yeah, big up to the guns. What other Ghanaian wrestlers are there?
Ghana.
Don't know.
There's somebody you
probably.
Big up Curtis. I know Curtis will be able to tell us.
Curtis,
one this thing.
Which one, the D?
Yeah.
But yeah, big up all the Ghanaians
anyway,
inside.
The other day. Things.
Sam's gonna eat everything. He's gonna eat everything.
No, Sam Blacks. You know like that?
Be careful.
These ain't sponsored, by the way. These are like, you know, courtesy of Laps as well. Big up Laps as well for bringing the drinks.
Come on.
Before we get into the podcast, I want to do a quick shout out. You know, usual ads, usual all that sort of stuff. Code's gonna be in the description, guys. That WWE Rock t-shirt, the slap one, I think it's hard, you know. I wouldn't mind getting it.
Him and Cody have one each now. Like.
They got one each.
Awesome. Yeah.
Perfect.
Cody's got one each.
If you're Cody Crybaby, if you're Rocky, then go grab
your Rocky.
If you're Rocky, go grab your t-shirt. Click the link in the bio, there'll be a code in there that we're gonna slap in there. So go get a discount on that as well. Also, guys, oh my gosh, hot news. As of yesterday, L-Boy announced that at the next Hustle Show, 16th of April, we're having our first ever steel cage match.
Yeah, man.
A steel cage match. And we're going to, I'm blessed in commentating that. I'm blessed to even see that.
I'm fortunate. So, very fortunate.
Yeah, very fortunate. So, guys, go get your ticket in the bio. Yeah, go grab a ticket for that. Also, I don't know if it's, can we say 31st? Or is it leave that?
31st, Basement Grooves.
Yeah.
Bang.
31st, yeah. So, guys, tickets will be in the bio as of this week or next week?
Yeah.
This week. Yeah, yeah, double as well.
Celebrating the man them there.
Yeah, yeah.
Celebrating life. You know,
yeah,
God is good to us every single
amen.
Time.
Amen.
Another plug quickly. Are you feeling down sometimes? Do you need energy?
Well,
check out Rafe's energy drinks.
Oh, yes.
Wrestling's 10% off. Mm,
that's right.
Yeah. Grab that. Please.
Flavors.
Indulge yourself.
Yeah.
Partnerships.
Partnerships.
Fostering. Maybe you can, you know, make call them, you know, a couple energy drink. I need it for work.
I need a care package. Yeah. I want to bring it back. I can't lie.
Yeah.
I want it back. I'm in WWE. Bring it back. I'm never sick. But yeah, guys, check the bio. There's a lot of description stuff in there. A lot of stuff.
We've got 2K giveaways,
actually, by the time. Yeah, loads of 2K giveaways, man. We're giving away. We're feeling like cover Christmas at this early time of the year. So, guys, make sure you're locked in for that, man. Like, you don't want to miss any of that, man. But yeah, usual things. It's a Nafi, Foolish Professional, formerly known as VHS Papi. Today, I'm going by the name of Nana Kofi.
Hello!
Hey!
Yeah, hello,
I might, I might keep that in there. But yeah, guys, next one.
SOS. No, I said
Daddy.
Daddy. Youngstar written leg drop hating big back Robin Christian. Went dull, but it.
Wyatt.
What else?
L.S. Wave.
Yeah. Well, forgive me, that buzz, man. Nah.
We need a t-shirt.
There's not enough space on the front. We'll be writing on the back as well. Inside the garment as well.
All over print.
And to his left, you've got Lats, the main event liver.
Champagne zipper.
Big back.
Baby face killer.
Driller.
To his left, you've got Lats, the main event liver. Champagne zipper. Okay, you want me to do it in...
Do it on beat. Take your time, deep breaths, you know, you'll get on beat.
Commercial break.
Commercial break.
You're like
commercial
a 50 cent beat or something, man.
Hustle Wrestling, still cage. Champagne sipper, Big Jack Jiller,
Baby Skiller.
The laps.
Hey, you go grab it.
To our left, we have.
It's your boy Ola, known as Tamora, known as Tyson Ola, known as the owner of CWH.
Shit, I forgot my intro.
You might see me in Shoreditch.
You might see me in Shoreditch with your bitch.
That's right.
Or you might see me at Hustle with the millions.
And millions
of fans if you smell what the mandem are cooking.
That's right.
Left of me, we got.
I think I need to change my thing up, innit?
What are you doing? Go! Okay. Everybody was a hip hop.
Huh?
It's epic.
Big cat.
Exquisite.
Big cat, nice. So I need to start with this Batman voice still. It's your boy Sam Blacks, Mr. Controversial, Underdog, Mr. Top 5, Dead or Alive, Big Man, Mr. 150 million percent, Nicky Garcia's baby boy. Did I say Mr. Hot Takes? Mr. Hot Takes.
Artist.
Immediately. We're here, man.
What's up, people? My name's Mex. I'm a wrestling fan, wrestling enthusiast, WrestleManiac, if you will. As seen on WWE NXT, and you can catch me on WWE GP. And you're now tuned in to Rest Things podcast. Let's go.
Before we continue as well, I need to give everyone their flowers. Give everyone their flowers. First and foremost, I want to say shout out to all the listeners, man, on Spotify, on all the streaming platforms. Brother, like our viewership, our listenership's gone up.
Yeah, big up everyone.
So big up to the man tuning in. Appreciate you, man.
Supporting.
Big up to all the guys that have, you know, watched every single video, because our viewership's gone up as well on all videos. So big up to you guys, man. Appreciate it. Keep watching, keep commenting, keep subscribing, and keep, you know, just keep evolving this community, man. It's proper sick to see. Also, Mex as well. Well done, bro. You're hitting milestones, brother.
The algorithm was nice to me over the last week, but I appreciate all the support. The same way.
Come on, screw up, man.
Dobo as well, man. Your channel as well. You hit 3,350
the week. That game content.
I see that. Screw up.
2K.
The Wrestling's Gaming channel is also increasing as well as we speak. So big up everyone following there as well. There's more stuff coming from us this year, man. So guys, man, this ain't the end. We're literally just getting started. We're literally starting the story now. So we're gonna start. Stop being.
Allah went into the rafters.
Oh, Harry Kane!
Bro, you really done the Harry Kane thing, fam.
Oh, like that.
Yeah. Big up everyone, man. Honestly, it's nice to see you, man. I'm so proud of.
Wait. After the pod.
No, this is during. Yeah.
Man, we're concrete to each other. Allah decided to do Sting.
I know. You're running to the rafters. I get it.
I'm so proud of how much stuff we're achieving right now, and I just hope that, you know, there's like, you know, it doesn't stop here. There's more that's coming in it.
Amen.
Like, even today, I realized that Abba John, is part of the Discord as well.
Big up Abba John.
He's not even from UK. He's from the States.
Amazing.
He's from Cleveland, bro. And it's like, we've got mandem that are from all parts of the world that's joining our Discord, bro.
Mm. What's the other brother? Yeah.
What's the zombie killer?
Zombie killer and hammer,
bro.
When man's freaking zombie killer.
Bro, he said that was from
South Africa. What, in SA,
yeah?
Yeah, South Africa.
Zombie killer hammers.
Yo. There's a lot to happen, man. I'm so proud. Yeah, so proud.
Amen.
Big up the team, man.
Come on, man.
Oh,
speaking of proud,
yeah.
I'm sure Sting's sons are very, very proud.
Bro, very proud, man.
Revolution.
Yeah. I've heard nothing but good words about the pay-per-view still.
Yeah, I can't rank it. People are saying that it's, you know, it might be top three AEW pay-per-views ever. I feel like we hear that all the time, very often, but AEW have good pay-per-views, so I understand people saying that, but I don't know. My memory just doesn't seem to keep all of those shows.
Can we get to a point where we're just enjoying it for what it is?
The problem is, I think you have to appreciate, you have to appreciate something later. It's a microwave. It's too much, it's fast.
Yeah.
Oh, this is the best ever.
Yeah.
We have that syndrome. This is the best option.
Best ever.
But it's like, the next one's better as well. So it's like,
you know what I mean?
We need to chill sometimes. We need to basically see and enjoy the moment. And come back to know if you can watch it again.
Yeah, then it makes
replay,
sense.
Replay
and
value
say,
is what shows
this makes
good.
Sense.
Yeah.
All out 20, what's it?
2021.
Replay value there.
Yeah, that
was a good value. Yeah. That was actually a very good pay-per-view. Look at me. So, AEW.
Yeah.
It was good. Proper good pay-per-view there.
But yeah, it was good, man. Just go for the card. Jeez.
So cold, fam.
What do you guys, if you talk about the pre-show, Del pulls up this card, yeah. The 12 man tag on the pre-show.
Wow.
Jay White, when he made his entrance, I just thought, what is Jay White doing here?
So is this Bullet Club Gold, yeah?
Yeah, they've teamed up with the Acclaimed and they went up against the TNA Dons, Jeff Jarrett. Jay Lethal, Satnam Singh.
Okay.
Willie Mack and Private Party.
Oh, shit.
When it done the strut was funny outside, though. I can't lie.
That was brilliant. That was good. But yeah.
You're right. Jay White should not be doing that type of stuff. He's great. He's a champion. He's a former IWGP champion. He should be putting him on a higher pedestal. No one shoot me. Don't clip it. But people are going to probably shoot me for this. But hear where I'm coming from. He should basically be getting the Ospreay treatment.
Yeah. I mean, he's not a Ospreay level talent in ring, but definitely in terms of the rollout, yeah.
Ospreay treatment.
So controversial.
Because he's a former IWGP champion, the company that these men hail up. What are you doing here?
No, but you know what it is? You know what it is? You know what it is? I just feel... I don't even watch, but I just feel Jay White. I don't know. Is he huge? Like, huge.
What do you mean huge as in superstar?
Like, superstar. Because you know Ospreay right now?
So, okay.
And that's me not even watching...
Yeah, Ospreay.
Aura.
Ospreay's huge.
Do you see what I mean?
Huge, yeah. But I think Jay White, as a gaijin, as someone that's a foreigner that went over to Japan, he conquered, as in, like, he won, like, everything.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
When he first came to AEW, he was IWGP champion for the Forbidden Door stuff. Mm. Walked out, still as champion. Mm. And then came back when he actually signed. His first 3 to 4 months was CAC. Picked up, got himself to a world title program, which in the end didn't really serve him too well. Mm. They kind of rescued it with a Continental Classic at the end of last year, although he didn't get into the final for that. Mm. And now he's here doing six-man tags and on the pre-show of all places. Now, he's not buried or anything like that. He's still the leader. He's still looking, you know, dominant and presentable and strong. But it's just like...
Shouldn't be that.
Yeah. He is on the absolute floor right now. Like,
what's mad is you get reminded just how good he is when he cuts the promo afterwards.
And even when he gets into the ring, like...
It's like, why are you even on this pre-show?
I have a question. With Ospreay now being on the roster.
No.
I mean, Jay White's usually on Collision though, no?
Yeah.
So yeah, slightly.
It even feels like that's his show now.
Is Collision the music? Relegated.
Yeah. But it's not like all done. I think even in this program, I think he's basically gonna cause the friction between Bullet Club Gold and the Acclaimed, didn't it? So it'll bring him back to prominence. It's just that with all the titles and everything that we have in AEW, he just shouldn't be anywhere near what he's doing now.
I have another question to ask. Is the IWGP title important to fans?
I think so.
It is to the fans.
Yeah,
definitely.
They said that Okada's imminent, yeah. Look, you're going to see how they're treating Ospreay on tonight's Dynamite. Okada, if he's to come in, and then Jay White should basically be in the same class as these guys.
Put Okada on Collision, you'll see the uproar.
Is that
because...
Put Okada on Collision.
Is that because they won the IWGP title or because they are just stars in general?
It's a mixture of both, though, isn't it?
It's both. Like, I won't cap. Jay White is probably, like, the tier below on Ospreay and Okada. Mm. But the tier below still isn't pre-show. Is what I'm trying to say. So I'm not saying he should be in the world title picture, you know, forever, but there's a Continental Crown there, there's a international title, there's even a TNT title, like. Mm-hmm.
But there, with that being said, there's too many people. You know,
okay.
Guys like Aleister Black.
That guy wants to leave, bruv.
Or have like a prominent feud with someone, like a prominent singles feud or whatever. Know, like, it's one of them ones where it's just like, this isn't shit. And it's not kind of, I don't want to overdo it. Like, obviously, it's just a one show, innit? Like, but it just shouldn't happen because it wouldn't happen to the other guys of that class, of that ilk.
Honestly.
Do you think Tony rates him?
Yeah.
I mean, it's interesting to find him in this position. That's all. Yeah.
I think sometimes
what you have to understand with wrestling, yeah, is that like there's been, I'll just watch it from the E, yeah. But like, it's like, I just see it like there's been world champions, former world champions in the warm-up show, like the Sheamuses and the you know, McIntyre's probably been in a fucking startup show.
Because it's like, it's a thing where it's like,
Them
are raised a lot of E. They went up and they done.
No, but that's why I asked, how big is Jay White? Do you see where Jay I'm coming White, from now?
He's won the Big Japan top title.
Yeah.
He's won pretty much everything. He used to be part of Bullet Club. He was Bullet Club leader.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, I mean, he deferred Kenny Omega out of Bullet Club, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like,
yeah, and he's a major player.
Nah, he's a big deal.
In terms of his CV, like I said, he's not Ospreay, he's not Okada, but he's up there.
Yeah.
That being said, as well, I feel like his momentum needs to be built up again.
I feel like the promo he cut after was great.
Yeah.
And he said,
that might be a star.
He can be a star. You could be a nice Ferrari, but if the car's not moving, I'm not.
No petrol. No gas.
So maybe he just needs a bit more, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you said, the singles feed. Who would you put him up against?
Oh, Spray. Oh, right, Spray. Right.
People.
Already?
No. Yeah,
I mean, he's a trios guy right now, isn't it? So, yeah, I don't really know. They just need to, I think, split what they're doing. Feud the Acclaimed. Either win, drop the belts, or whatever the case is, and just let Bullet Club Gold still be Jay White chasing a singles title and then these two chasing a tag team title.
Mm.
I mean, that's the very least you can do.
What's the singles title you want to?
I think he could be like a good challenger for Roderick Strong now as an international champion sort of thing. Like them man are basically faces now, Bullet Club Gold. Mm. So, and obviously the other lot are heels. So, but yeah, that could be good. I mean, it would probably mean he loses again because Roderick Strong just won it. But yeah, they just need to do better. Or it could be them trying to just get everyone on the card. And it just means this one has to go on a pre-show, innit? But it's all perception, it's all optics, and it just doesn't look good. That's it.
Diesel.
I think I'm fine with Jinder. Testament of how good a wrestler is doesn't depend on where they are.
Where they are on the card.
That's how I generally see it. His problem, don't know, I didn't really care for the match. But
the promo
his promo offer was cold. Last that show, so people would now go back and watch that show. Do you know what I mean? And I don't think it's that big a deal because it's once we're done with this whole claim stuff, then
After all, I watched the pre-show because Jay White was on it.
That's
why I watched
Take a picture, innit?
But then, at the end of the day, I just thought this guy is ultimately above this. And like I said, I'm sure it's just a one-off. Like, I wouldn't expect to see it in the next pay-per-view, but it's just perception and optics, innit?
And even like I say, but I'm looking at it like this, like for example, when it comes to this, Trios titles is their first official titles on. Factions.
At some point when people now looking at Bullet Club, they won this, I do see where people come from, but that's not true. That's not true. We dug him up, man. He's there, bro. He's a carcass. We have Killswitch, Mother Wayne, and
match was cool.
Shocked Danny Garcia didn't win.
I was burning, fam.
How's Chris going to come out? How's Chris Jimmy that championship, though, briefly?
The second run, obviously, he dropped it for like 20 minutes and then won it back. The second run, I don't think, has been as good as the initial run, but he's good. He's still very good.
I heard him cut a couple of promos, I think.
He's very good.
Next match, we had the All-Star Scramble match. Wardlow defeated Powerhouse Hobbs, Lance Archer, Hook, Brian Cage, Magnus, Dante Martin, and Chris Jericho.
I'm so sorry. I don't know. I'm trying to be Mr. Positive, but bro, I watched it, and I was like, bro, obviously there was a match, there was bare like people doing whatever, but I didn't think it was that bad.
I don't mind matches like this. I think maybe this one lasted a tad too long. Like, make it literally like a car crash, madness, and then just
10 minutes,
something like that. And obviously, we'll get to the point at the end. Sting, his whole thing was cut a bit down, like. These are places where they could have taken time from, in my opinion. I thought Lance Archer was very good because I just think he's very good. I just think he's just a very good guy. That Hobbs was very good.
I think everyone did. I mean, Dante Martin was a bit.
Yeah, there's a couple of missteps and stuff.
Wow. the double lance that Magnus and Chris Jericho did.
Yeah, that was cool.
Like, bro, the timing, if they'd gotten the timing wrong, they would have hit each other.
That was very good.
I felt like we didn't necessarily need this match. But maybe I've just gone to track for it.
Yeah.
Oh, Hobbs. Archer and Vim. Archer wanted to work. He came to work.
Did he eat the pin?
No, it was Dante Martin that got pinned. Wardlow.
Wardlow's two heads.
Lance Archer's contract's running up.
I was going to say, I feel like there's more for Lance Archer, but at the same time...
But at the same time, yeah.
You look at the playing field and you're like, bro, like, how... Where, like...
Do you guys feel like, I mean... Do you guys feel like, at, not even necessarily at the moment, but the way AEW presents in terms of they've got a lot of stars and stars that people... Yeah, where it can be like... Clear definitive middle card, clear definitive lower card.
Yeah. And I think they've got a lot of people where, especially the guys that maybe left WWE that hadn't got their shine yet in WWE, people are waiting, like with Swerve, people are waiting to see these people like, you know, rise up and, you know, be someone. And that's probably causing the issue as well. Like everyone's like, oh, come on, when's this person going to be champion? When's this person going to be champion?
Whilst they've still got, whether it's Okada or Ospreay coming in,
So how many shows do they actually have? Is there a heat or velocity or something?
Dynamite, Collision, Rampage, and then Ring of Honor.
Because when you have such a jam-packed roster, you're gonna have to segregate, man. Yeah. It's gonna have to come to a point you've got to. You stay here, don't move.
This is what I said.
You stay here, don't move. And you stay here, don't. And the only time we're gonna clash. You get me on a mad thing or Tony Khan says, oh, fuck it. This mad dick, we got to get the ratings up.
This is what I
said. You know what I mean? That makes sense.
I said to NK, like, low key, I know you don't want to hear it, but I think they need like some type of brand split. Especially because.
What
they
do?
Especially because.
I've said it for years.
No. Especially now because I think Collision is literally like not doing well. Like, Collision is becoming a 2-hour rampage at this point. Like, so you can't have Okada, Ospreay, all of these men, like, if you make
too much,
and it's not to kind of do the CM Punk thing and make this show exclusive to this person, but it's like just spread out the power. You see what I mean? Like, you're pitiful.
Instead of you just be preaching a word of songs,
I was going to say,
spread the gospel.
Yeah, man. It's
you're right, anyway.
But even like, okay, even that, I'm not trying to say copy WWE, but even if a thing where they had two general managers, and then people are like, for example, we know Ospreay's coming, and people are battling, who's gonna, what, where's Ospreay gonna go?
They low key tried it. I mean, not necessarily two general managers, but they
with Ring of Honor.
With Ring of Honor.
With, yeah.
Well, I agree with you guys. I feel like they definitely need a hard split of who is Ring of Honor and who is. Who is going to be Ring of Honor and who are going to be the AEW mainstays?
Yeah.
From then on, AEW got some. Definitely need, like, okay, cool. We need our main Collision mainstays and then maybe people can jump in and our main Dynamite mainstays. Ring of Honor needs to be split away from everything else.
I'll tell you what, you know, when it comes to answering your question, I see AEW as someone that has loads of strikers but barely any midfielders in the
defense. No number 10s.
No number 10s, bro. So they kind of do need to four people in different
four strikers and two center mids.
Bro, they've got 10 strikers, bro. They're all teams up front.
But the point is, this is not a problem. What's goalkeeper? This is not what's going to be a problem. A lot of fans are going to want to see their greats or people that they love in certain positions or certain matches. And that's where it becomes the thing where it's like, if they had, look, I said this months ago, a man will say, no, don't do it. It does, AEW don't work like that. Bro, if they had two brand splits and had two big, like two titles, that's why.
I don't think they need two titles.
Bro, do you know why? Let me land. Because if you have two titles, they can have a champion on this show and a champion on that show.
When you say two titles, you're talking two world titles.
Like, do you know that you've got the world heavyweight title?
No, that doesn't mean anything.
And the reason I say this shit, let me. Oh, come on.
Go on.
Don't do that. It would allow, because for example, if they don't have a brand split, these guys are going to have to go to other companies. These guys are going to have to even travel across to go and wrestle. So what's the point?
I feel that the champion should be working both shows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Similar to
like
what Undertaker
did.
Undertaker.
I can't say nothing after that.
You can have the international title as like Dynamite's main championship.
Okay, perfect.
The TNT
perfect,
title perfect. As Collision's main championship. Perfect. But then a world champion travels.
Oh yeah, that makes sense.
Perfect. Yeah, I'm into that.
If that's because it even makes the fucking name stand for.
Yeah. And it brings those titles up as well.
And if it's a thing where it's like, cool. Oh my God, for the first time ever, Will Ospreay's going to be on the Collision this week. Yeah. Make sure you tune in. It's like, sweat out. Is that what they have done?
Oh, the Dynamite guy. He's a Collision.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, bro.
It's marketing. You know what I mean? It's business.
Bro. I just think like they've got so many like proper top guys or people that can be top guys quite easily. And Collision is just
so much, bro.
I don't want it to fail. We literally need AEW to be brilliant. So that the whole industry remains brilliant. Yeah, 100%.
So speaking on the top guys, you've got so many guys that can be on the undercard and the mid-card that are not even on TV.
Yeah.
And they'd be brilliant. But we're just not seeing them because you've got other stories that were prioritized. It's not necessarily a problem.
No.
But there's certain people like, man's trying to see a grand on TV competition. Man's trying to see Chip Saban. Man's trying to see all these wrestlers.
By King on them,
Megan Butcher, it's an FTR.
Yeah, bang. Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
Do you get what I mean? And it also helped the tag team division a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like now if they have a tag team thing, a tag team that had a tournament or something, they have Collision side. What do you call it? A Dynamite side. Rampage. I can't lie. Rampage is basically, like we said, it's a Sunday Night Heat. And I thought that Rampage should be used as a vehicle to stir up storylines like what they had back
then. So
is it to Attitude Era? Do you remember Attitude Era? They'll have like storylines, like for example, The Rock versus Mankind. Mm. So what are you going to say? Sorry.
I was just going to say, I think we mentioned this before, like they continue to use Rampage as like a high level indie. Like, so let maybe anyone that hasn't wrestled that week on whatever show, go over to Rampage. You bring in like a high level person from the indies and then just have like a exhibition
can
match.
You mean
a high level
from the indies, just in golf. They say like,
what is like Brian Keith?
Oh, Brian Keith.
Yeah,
okay,
cool. Someone like that. So, yeah. So,
any stories coming from that? Because obviously, you're trying to make every single show be of some importance. You want to make the viewers not miss a show. Because if when I miss a Raw, or if I miss a SmackDown, I feel like I fucked up. Or if I miss NXT, I feel like I fucked up.
Rampage is missable
I think
so.
They need to make that unmissable. That's what I'm saying.
I don't think they need to.
But I'm having a thing where it's like, cool, check out Rampage this week because we're getting a new feud. I'm like,
do you know what Rampage is akin to in the WWE?
That's
main event.
Ooh,
it shouldn't be. Do they need to make main event?
Like a velocity, basically.
Yeah.
I think, but the thing is, what you have to understand, I think you have to do this because when you have such a stacked roster, I look in a business perspective, it's too stacked. Everyone needs to work. Show me what you can do. Because at the end of the day, how I saw AEW was the place for the unspoken. I don't know if that's happening nowadays.
Santana is someone that shouldn't have left, bro. If he wasn't happy on Dynamite, go to Collision. You shouldn't have to leave the entire company.
We got no LAX tag team
crazy
title run. Like.
Just very, very quickly, because I know we still have the rest of the card to go through. If we do have this split and we have, you know, some people on Collision, some people on Dynamite, would you like to see separate titles on each show? Yes.
What do you mean separate? As in what I said?
Have Dynamite, have the international title, tag team title.
The trio should go to Collision.
The TNT should go to Collision. Then maybe, I don't know, Continental Crown can stay on Collision and the women's title stays on Dynamite or something. I don't know. But
draft would be cool.
We should have like a ball. You know, because obviously Tony Khan's a big football fan.
Mm.
So you know how they do the draft for the Champions League? It should be like that. I'm even like,
You said that Tony Khan likes balls or something.
I say he's a big football fan. Do you know how they do the for Champions League?
Shit.
Even like he's a big football fan. He loves Americans or whatever. So if they had like that sort of like Champions League
that feel, yeah.
Feel and it's like, oh wow. So that feel's going to Dynamite now. Mm. Oh bro, now I've got to tune in for that.
Mm.
Epic.
I hear it.
Epic.
Yeah.
And then you can now have the like certain divisions in the actual brands.
Yeah.
Like for example, back in the day, SmackDown,
cruiserweight division.
Yeah.
You know it's that.
The trio division, they're still going on, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, but I'm saying if you had that in one brand.
In one brand, no, I get where you're coming from.
Whoa, I'm going to watch that.
Specifically because there's a niche. Yeah. Away.
That makes this brand different from that brand.
Yeah.
Sorry, Dole. Sorry, take it away.
Next match we had was Roderick Strong versus Orange Cassidy for the AEW International Championship.
Good match.
Cassidy retained.
No, he lost.
Strong is a champion. And then we got Kyle O'Reilly returning.
I want to say a quick one with Kyle O'Reilly, man. I found out he's diabetic type 1 last month. And I really like...
He's been diabetic.
I didn't know.
Oh.
I did not know that.
NXT. Before NXT. Ring of Honor times.
I didn't know that. So when I found out, I was like, bro...
You don't feel alone. It's a bit more reassuring.
That as well. And also, I thought like, bro, for him to wrestle matches like that is on us being a diabetic, it's crazy.
Mm.
Crazy, man. So kudos to him, man. Nice seeing him back.
Hello. Big him up. Big up Kyle O'Reilly.
When they came out with the Legion of Doom.
Legion of Doom, the shoulder pads.
Yes. So BC's Blackpool Combat Club.
Grow up, man.
Blackpool Combat Club. No, it's not that.
Well, Sam.
I wasn't thinking deep.
He's your birthday.
I know. His head is still...
Your birthday.
His head is still banging.
No.
I just...
That's well, cocky,
so
cocky.
Voiceless. Anyway, you're not the fingers yet. I'm sorry.
Take a ball.
No, you know what it is, yeah? I just... Why are you still calling yourself BCC when the man who started it is fucking having an argument with his son?
He's back on TV. Yeah.
That's the only thing that puzzles me. Make something else. Maybe Fight Club.
Don't be too negative before people start complaining, man.
Sorry. I'm going to stop trolling. I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying?
This was honestly silly. There was one spot that they did. It was Doomsday the Vice, but Claudio, Claudio is a special talent, man.
He is a special talent, man.
Yeah, that was his world title.
I want to see him with that though.
Yeah, that would be good.
He is a very good.
That'd be good.
He is good in ring.
I want to see John Moxley and Claudio have a tag team title.
Yeah, they'll probably be in this tag team tournament that's gonna crown new champions as a pair. So that'll be good.
Today.
I don't know when it's gonna start, but.
Then we had Tamless Tony Storm versus Deonna Purrazzo for the women's title.
Ooh. What are you saying?
The match was good, but it didn't really hit me like that.
Yeah.
If I'm being honest.
Tony's gimmick is hindering the match.
You think so?
Now with Tony Storm's match. Tony Storm. In character as opposed to. Working.
Okay.
You're trying to have fun. You're trying to
be serious.
In the match.
It's like chalk and cheese. And these are our best friends. Imagine that.
And they're both very good wrestlers.
Both very, very good wrestlers.
Yeah.
Like, even when I'm watching, she done her entrance. And I was thinking, oh shit, she's back.
Yeah.
And then realized it was like MMR.
I mean, I like
Tony Storm's character.
What did you do? Hey, are we all best or something? What's going on? No, you're right.
It's a cheeky one, but it's fine.
Oh my god.
I'm really liking Tony Storm's character. I feel like it's adding a lot of depth to the women's division. But I don't know, like, as women's champion, as much as I'm enjoying it, I don't think the matches have been as good as when she was.
I mean that's a good point. I haven't necessarily noticed that, but it's a good point. I think the character is kind of coming to the end of its life cycle.
Yeah,
I think maybe once Monet comes, like, that could be the person that's like gonna kind of take her spotlight, and that will, you know, the character wants to be in the spotlight and all that kind of stuff. So
I'm gonna say this again, so I don't want to have to say this fucking thing. Is Monet actually...
Yes, bro.
Next Wednesday.
WrestleMania 40.
It's over. It's past time. game, and I will. You know what I mean?
She may go to Philly to go and see her friend win the women's title.
Yeah,
but she will not be participating as an active roster member. She's
Mm-hmm.
100% confirmed now.
Yes, bro.
2,000%
confirmed.
It's over.
Paper.
Bro, it's
frustrating from time.
She's been, bro, AW been paying her for.
Take it as her best mate that is a writer in SmackDown left to join AEW.
Oh, okay. Best mate. Oh, that woman.
Jennifer Pepperman.
Yeah,
she's the female rock basically. Yeah, she basically took the
writer
and just said,
writer.
Come and write, because obviously these lot over here writing shishi. Like, she's been writing nonsense for 5 years for
women.
Shout
out
my
name, man. Yeah. We lost Ray versus Konosuke
to Keshta. This is what. Gabanga!
We like to watch this on the train. We didn't finish off the match, but yeah, I need to finish off the match.
Listen.
I don't even have words.
Listen.
This match was 2,000 miles per hour.
That's crazy. How long were they going for?
Jesus.
Mm. Like, ridiculous match.
These men are athletes. Bro, like, wait to catch the arms of the ropes, doesn't it?
And he's such a big man, like, bro, physically
the
massive.
The
ring like.
Moves when he runs.
He just probably thinks, fuck it.
Shake the room, fam.
Let me just hit the...
He's a proper, like, heavy.
I don't know how a man does, because you know when you have to turn your body? I don't know how he does it.
Experience,
I think that's as well. Even when he does the running and does, like, I think, like, a running punt. What's the thing he does when he runs? Like a running... The clothesline thing.
Yeah.
Bro. If I wasn't a receiving end, I'd be shook. Who's even seen this?
You know what, when you have to do something, when you do something for so long?
Yeah, you're used to it.
It's just second nature, isn't it?
It's what thing you used to do, hawk.
Yeah.
Hawk used to do that.
You know what it is? I think I just imagine, like, when you've done so many reps, it would just come
deep. Yoko's actually running the reps.
I think when he first started wrestling, he was mad skinny.
Yeah, he was.
Like, even when he first debuted in AEW,
he wasn't as big as he is now. It's true.
He's been eating well.
Living in America.
He was loving Cinnabon.
I'm surprised they didn't give him an endorsement deal or something, man.
Bro, like, I watched the match and, like, respectfully, I kind of just dismissed Will because, like, we know this guy is brilliant sort of thing. And we see this very constantly. And he gets all the acclamation, which he's very much deserved. But I just said, what the hell are we doing with Takeshita? Like, this guy has all the ability, like, everything.
Can you see Takeshita as the AEW champion?
Yeah.
I'm not trying to... Don't clip it.
Don't clip it. You're always warning these people.
No, do you know what? People are weird, bro.
And they'll say, look.
Yeah, look. Don't clip it.
I had to
weird,
breathe,
man.
So I'm like, okay.
No, Takeshita 100%, man.
Hold it.
Son, did you see the Oz... He went for the Oscar. A man caught him in the air.
I didn't see
it. The blue thunderbomb. Just what? Oh, spinning. He landed the blue thunderbomb.
Oh, no, I saw that.
Okay.
I saw that.
Bruv.
I actually saw that.
Love a
on turnbuckle,
man.
I said, this guy's ridiculous, bruv.
But I need to watch the rest of the match. I watched it to another one.
I saw, like, highlights, actually, of that match.
Silly, like, it's just too good, man.
Who was the MVP of the match? Who was the guy that was like, was it, obviously you said Takeshita, right? But was it anyone else?
I think just Takeshita kind of showing up again. Like, he's got the ability. We've seen these kind of spots from him before, but it's like, because we don't see it enough, it felt like special sort of thing. Like,
what did Don Callis do?
I think my bad takeaway from the game, he was on commentary.
Oh, okay. Mm.
Like, I wanted this to begin the split. And then after the match, like, Takeshita was so exhausted, he kind of fell into Will's arms. And then Will, like, patted him like my bro from Don Callis family. And they all dapped up Don Callis. And I was thinking, we're still here with this lot.
They've got a match today.
Yeah.
Did you think it's happened? Carl Fletcher, Will Ospreay. That's going to bang as well. Yeah.
And interesting today, let me know if you guys think this will happen. Someone was saying, in regards to potential Okada being imminent, someone said... they believe that the Don Callis family will turn on Will Ospreay, then you'll get a coin drop. Okada will come save him. They will end up being like some sort
that's
of tag match.
Started, man.
I'm just thinking, do you want to make that association from now? Or?
So quickly.
I don't have an issue with it. I'm just asking.
That's what happened.
I'm just giving you the letter.
Let me do that comparison because, yeah.
I think it's interesting, though.
That's star heavy. That's crazy.
It is, but that's AEW.
Okay, is it akin to? And I know this was done for a completely different reason, but is it akin to when The Rock came out for Roman Reigns at Royal Rumble 2015?
That's what I'm thinking. That's star heavy.
I mean, I know they're not using Okada to get Ospreay over. No, I know that. But like, it's...
I get the logic.
Yeah, Ospreay's clear.
He's over, man.
Ospreay is clear.
Ospreay.
Bro, that thing is nuts. Yeah.
But yeah, that was a sick match, though.
Next match, we have Samoa Joe versus Hangman versus Swerve Strickland.
How was that?
I really, really enjoyed this match. A lot of people didn't really like
it. Why didn't like it?
I don't know. I thought the match was good.
They wanted Kenny Omega or something?
I think, I know. I thought the match was, good. I don't think it was like, very good, excellent. Ospreay, Takeshita. I just thought it was a good match. I thought Hangman was excellent.
Adam Page was excellent. I just did a
dish. Oh, he's great. Well.
Hangman was excellent.
Adam Page may lose the match on purpose just so Swerve doesn't win.
And then Swerve sold it so well that like my chance is gone sort of thing. Like, and I didn't even get pinned. So,
Think that's the Young Bucks, isn't it?
Then there's Sting and Darby Allin with Ric Flair, Garrett Gordon, Steamboat.
What was Flair doing with the little 1-2 hits?
Yeah, I love Flair, don't
you? No, I didn't mind it, though. He tried to do that little ping-ping. He struggled.
If there's one person that's going to do it better than Hulk Hogan, it's Ric Flair.
You know what? Everyone does. No one does the freaking Anna. Everyone does that.
I think this is stupid.
Oh, I don't want the neck.
I think it looks horrendous.
This one.
You know what, I don't know what it is.
It's bare fresh. This is bare fresh. The tag team match. Yeah, this was good. It was a very nice send off for Sting. People are saying that the Darby Allin stunt has taken the limelight. What do you lot think?
When he fell into the glass.
We said that. I've seen people say it online, like it's just like selfish of Darby, like because now everyone's talking about Darby and not Sting retiring.
That's
I guess.
Okay. People will always find something.
Of course, they'd
be angry about.
Never satisfied them. You ask them what match. You ask them what match it is. They'll tell you, "Oh, it was Sting's retirement match." So even you know. Stop looking for problems.
Yeah, it was really good.
Even like just having this, like the vignette before the match. Excellent.
And it's fun. Say one up on YouTube. The
cinema one, when he was sitting in the cinema watching his best bits.
Showtime.
That was dope.
Yeah.
The entrance was epic as well.
The entrance of his song, came out of
Three Faces of Sting.
The American Sting. One, I see that. Yeah.
Why did he come out as Chorus Sting? Was that because it's owned by WWE?
Chorus Sting, innit?
Oh, no, sorry. I'm talking about the Sting with the long hair, like the actual black Sting.
Wolfpack.
Also, I saw people.
They all that is that they wore his legit.
I saw the video.
They had to get in shape for it.
And I even saw I see both of them do the Stinger Splash, bro.
Yeah.
I don't know what
the Wolfpack one.
I know, bro. He flew, bro.
He leaped, bro.
Even they should have put pyro when he done that. I'm being silly. I'm sorry, bro. But I saw some stuff online. A lot of people were saying, I think prior. The actual pay-per-view, a lot of people were saying that how they hope that WWE provide AEW footage.
AEW
didn't ask for that.
AEW did. I mean, according to
the
commissioner's
court.
But
well,
Dave Meltzer came out and said,
yeah.
Because every Mondays, by the way.
Yeah. The Observer did come out and said the AEW never actually asked.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah.
I don't think they would, though, innit?
So they didn't ask.
According to the Observer.
Interesting.
Because I would have thought, like, with the way things are moving in WWE, not that...
I think AEW even got a mention on there recently.
Yeah, they gave him a shout out on Raw. The first match was on Raw. Was it Sami Zayn versus Ivar?
No, Kevin Owens.
Yeah.
No, it was Ivar. I think it was Ivar.
Did he fight Ivar? He got shout out, yeah. Michael Cole said big up Sting on his last match. Yeah. They said it.
Even Pat McAfee said, yeah, the match was really good last night.
Yeah. So I believe that we're in the situation, when
We're in an era where everyone wants to work with each other.
Yeah. But obviously, you've got to keep up the kayfabe and obviously show that I'm better than your company, whatever. But realistically, I feel like if WWE, if AEW were to ask, of course, man, Sting, man, they need to right their wrongs. And I know Triple H probably burned and say, oh, we could have given this guy a better send off.
Mm.
Triple H is definitely burning about that. No. So
I don't think Sting needs a send off in WWE.
No, I'm not saying not now. No. I'm saying before.
Yeah. Okay.
I said they could have done a better job.
The thing is, and yeah, I don't know for sure, so fill me in if you know. Like, obviously, he had what, 2 matches before he got injured. He got injured in the Rollins match.
Yes.
Three matches.
Yeah.
So,
Tag team match.
He had the WrestleMania match.
He had the Mania match.
Oh, the tag team match, of course. He teamed with Cena, innit?
Cena,
He teamed with Orton.
Yes, he did team with Orton. The Authority were beating him up. We're beating Orton up, and then Sting came and appeared, and then Orton had the chairs and scared them out the ring.
Yeah. Was that a match?
I don't remember that.
But that might have been a segment, which might have turned into a match. But
he
no,
he didn't wrestle that.
No,
he didn't wrestle the Survivor.
No, Rollins was Cena.
What match? What
pay per view?
Wasn't a pay per view. It was a Monday Night Raw.
Why do I feel like I know what you're talking about? I think I know what he's talking about. Big Show versus Sting came in. I don't think it's a tag match. I think Sting came in and backed Orton. I don't think it turned into a match, but you could be right.
Sting around versus the Authority.
Yeah.
Why
do I think it could
on Raw? No, but he saves him. It's not like a match.
No, he saves him, like I said. Yeah, I knew.
But yeah, I think, yeah, so he got injured. So, and then he got Hall of Fame. Was it before Hall of Fame was before that? Or yeah, okay. So then where would have people wanted this send off?
I don't understand
because he was injured and then wanted him to come back from injury.
Sting is not a WWE guy. You've not made an impact in WWE.
It's because Sting got WCW.
Yeah, I hear it. So come to the Hall of Fame, do your thing and go.
He's been inducted in the Hall of Fame.
No, but you're not Undertaker. I'm just saying that you're not. I'm sorry if you did not change WWE.
You have to change WWE at that time. Of course, the WWE owned WCW's rights, but think about this: WWE owned the rights of so many different companies. It's a conglomerate.
Mm.
So whether you've made WCW history, your history is now part of WWE. You have to be celebrated.
No, 100%. I agree. That's what I'm saying. The Hall of Fame, do it big. But
no, but if they wanted to do a send off for Sting because he's a wrestling icon. He transcended wrestling, and WWE had every other wrestling company's history. AWA, WCW, WCCW, any company that Sting has wrestled in. WWE probably have their assets.
Yeah.
So they have to celebrate him. They would have to.
I feel like it did, though. I feel like it's been done, though.
I mean, they put him in the Hall of Fame. So that's one of
the... And I feel like even the lead up, the whole end, I feel like it was...
You put someone in the Hall of Fame, but if they're still actively wrestling and go out in their own term, WWE have to celebrate because this is...
Yeah.
This is what's it called, Sting. This is what's it called, Alex Wright. Yeah. Guerrero. This is someone that actually changed the landscape of... This is someone that for years people are saying we need to see Sting versus Undertaker. This is someone that people are saying he should have been in that invasion. This is someone that deserves it.
So on that, do we think now?
I wanted that time.
I needed the dramatics, the theatrics. Aesthetic.
I was gonna say, obviously, then when Sting was in the company, it was under different management, right?
Mm.
Do you think his treatment and eventual exit was down towards him not joining WWE earlier like all the calls over the years to come over and him choosing not to, a lot of stuff was. So this is the pettiness. Yes, it's like a punishment. Like
what, the one with Triple H?
Pettiness, like. Bro.
Well, I think Sting has been celebrating well because he's in the TNA Hall of Fame. He's the first person in that. He's in WWE's Hall of Fame. And they've probably done the vignettes for him, everyone's asking for as well.
He's got a whole documentary, which is sick on WWE.
A whole documentary. Quality, yeah. And he's wrestled in AEW, and AEW's probably still going to do something special with him. He's the only person that's in. Possibly going to be in the Hall of Fame of all three companies.
He's wrestled in every single company in his main event. Was it ever? No, not main event. Has he main evented someone? I think he's wrestled. I think there was a stat. It said he's wrestled in New Japan.
In the past 10 years.
Yeah, I saw all Japan wrestling,
WWE, WCW.
Maybe all the major promotions.
Only thing that he hasn't wrestled in is ECW.
Which is fine.
No, I'm just saying.
Can bring it back and
we'll do it. You want to send it? All right, Sting! It's Sting time!
I was going to...
In the past 10 years, he's been in three different companies. He left TNA in, I think, all four.
Major ones, yeah.
He joined the E in 2015. That's
2016. He's got... He is the quarter stand. Yeah? That's the quarter stand.
Actually, mate.
Yeah, I'm not gonna say nothing. It's good. It makes sense. I can't even say nothing.
What a way to go out on your last match.
Yeah.
Man went out. He didn't go out. Went out champion, bro. That's
the thing about Sting as well. Nothing as well. Sting's always been cool.
He's
been the cool guy. Like even on your surface thing, like just cool.
Mm.
When he took Crow's thing and he just walked into the ring, cool. Even this thing now, AEW's thing. Cool.
Joker Sting. I was just about to say Joker Sting.
Cool.
All right, you know what? Yeah, stop. I big up Sting. Yeah. No, because when I got main event, I said, you know what? He changed this whole look. You know what? Big up Sting.
Sting took off his face paint for the main event match.
Yeah. The whole Sting, normal man. Look. Yeah. Big up Sting. Big up fuck Sting, it. You
man.
Made
Steve
it all
Borden,
work.
Man. Big up Steve Borden.
Hold on, what are you saying, son?
Nah, it was more so just a thing of, again, I don't think it's a thing where he wasn't celebrated well. I just think fans have been left unsatisfied.
I think
by what happened in WWE, because allegedly he was supposed to win the WWE title. The US title against Seth. I don't know, allegedly anyways.
But
people
need to get over what's happened in WWE. AEW is the redemption arc, man. Leave the past in the past. Be happy with the present.
Facts.
He's gone out as champion, bro.
Facts.
Yeah. 2 years ago, we were like, Sting.
Where was he?
He was saying that him and Tony have spoken about what he could do in the future and how he can contribute to the company. Man said, I've got nothing to contribute.
Like, what, Sting said that?
Yeah. As in,
it's
like,
okay. Sometimes it's good to...
Sometimes you can just go in it.
And be gone.
He doesn't want to be a manager.
Sometimes.
I mean, he's got a wealth of knowledge. So for him to say, I've got nothing to contribute, maybe his man's just tired. Like,
and it's okay, you know.
Junkie from the concourse.
But I'll tell you, Sting wants to do something. Sting, open up your own church, man. Honestly, I'll tune in every Sunday. I can't lie. Bro,
start your own wrestling school.
I listen to.
It's showtime. Amen.
I listen to one. That's what I will do. I would make a developmental and I'll give it to Sting.
That's it.
Like, let him AEW's NXT if he wants to.
No, Uncle 65, let him retire, man.
Yeah, if he wants to. Like I said, if he wants to, innit? If he wants to.
But you know what? He's retired well. He's actually retired well. No limping foot, none of this.
And not a lot of wrestlers can say that.
Yeah.
He's been wrestling two lifetimes.
Yeah.
Oh, nah.
Kept his hands clean in a dirty industry.
Big up, man. A serious man of God, man, as well, man. Big up Sting, man, honestly.
Good up, man.
Quick one, though. Obviously, we saw what happened on SmackDown with The Rock coming out and basically shitting on the whole of...
Crackhead Karen
sitting. Crackhead Mary's. Listen. The Rock here, as corny as brother sounds, he's great.
Shut up and go home and smoke some crack.
It's cold.
The Rock is on, like, he's on some different time.
I love how it's different.
It's cool to see. It's nice to see that he's having
but
fun
you know
again.
What? Yeah. The stardom all went when Roman said acknowledge. He couldn't even say it properly. He's like, acknowledge me. I'm like, acknowledge me. Say acknowledge. Acknowledge me. I'm like, okay.
That was some brilliant TV.
Amazing.
The visual of the arm just when Roman caught him. Yeah. He goes,
I need one thing from you.
Yeah.
I need you to acknowledge me.
And I took off his glasses.
That was great. Roman Reigns, my family, I acknowledge you.
I couldn't
believe as my it. Tribal chief. I was like,
that's when it just went. Roman.
Yeah.
That's when it
for Roman. Me. Yeah. Because Rock superstar, has been here.
Rock now.
And what's we complained last week. Yeah. Roman hasn't been saying anything.
Yeah. Roman retook the position.
Yeah.
You might see
what attitude, everything.
You might see what thing done. What Rock done on off when they done the hands up.
Well, this
closed it.
Yeah.
Closed it. As in, he brought it in. It was still sticking out though.
But I don't.
It was.
Sorry.
Roman Reigns, just trying to breach through these topics. Just Roman Reigns, yeah. Right now, Roman Reigns has been acknowledged by every single sports team and university in the whole world.
What is that?
So it's a trend on Twitter. TikTok where
wrestling
you say something about. No, do you know what I think?
Every sports team in America, they've posted up Roman Reigns picture on their TikTok.
Tottenham's done it. Sporting Lisbon's done it. Norwich. Chelsea.
If Fulham do it.
There's a thing where like they said something along the lines of, I love music, but this is the music I love, and it plays. Oh, I've seen the comments. It says, "I acknowledge Roman Reigns."
It's either WWE. I don't know what he just done.
I've just bought crazy marketing,
Bro, we're attacking everyone. Brother, universities are doing it, bro.
That's what I'm trying to say.
No, but it's not university like it's not like university like Yale or what do you call it? What's up with the big ones? Bro, it's It's universities in UK that you just like.
Yeah.
What's
wrong?
Okay. Do you know what?
I want to be fine. I'm going to check that.
I think this is it. It reminds me of like a dictatorship. You know when dictators, they put their picture on.
Yeah.
Hitler and them man there. I'm getting a bit controversial.
Quick one.
Say something dumb. Actually, you know what? No, I'm joking.
I don't think we got time for that, man. We've got time.
What?
I'm talking about Sammy Guevara stuff that came out today. Bournacano got next for the Hall of Fame.
What the hell is that called?
Him and Bournacano in 1 week. Great. We're going to have a stellar Hall of Fame class this year.
Some
people that will come and conquer.
Not long till WrestleMania, 30 days before WrestleMania. Can't wait for it. Guys, we'll see you. We're going to probably be there. So if you guys see us there, make sure you watch the shout. Also, it's an announcement here. Heard it fresh. We're doing a watch party for WrestleMania.
We're doing both nights.
Yeah. Sensational.
I'm sacrificing my plane ticket for you guys, so please make sure you guys come.
If you take the piss, Dale's going to fly over.
It's pinning. I'm still running into the restroom, but zoom in. Honestly, pain me, but it's a great good, isn't it? So make sure you guys come and support.
Even me, because it's I don't even know. So I could be a Philly or I could be at the workshop, but you know, it's
last minute. If you man come, just come.
You know me, I'm last minute. I'm so last minute. I will get money in 1 week and then be like, okay, I'm going Philly.
We sit down in the stands. Oh shit! It was to sit down in the stands. Bruce! Don't make his head.
I'll be honest with you. Jobs to be so real. I only want to go four because I think I'm going to hear the dom. And if I miss the dom,
yeah,
and I'm at that live stream.
The dom.
Oh, no.
We're going to drop tickets hopefully this weekend. Please make sure you guys come support.
Guys, all the plugs that we plugged in the beginning of the episode in the description. So guys, go grab the tickets to every single thing that we're plugging.
Grab
that WWE merch with our link in the description. Also, our codes in there. But yeah, I've been Anafi.
Oh boy.
Hola. Blacks.
Mex.
Wrestling podcast, coolest wrestling podcast in the world. Man them.
For the man them.
Bow.
Oh, we messed up this time. Go pee.
Bye, man them.
Borderline then. Wow. That's my tribal chief, man. He is. Please keep that. Keep that.